Before we begin our Torah study, let's pray together. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshenu B'Mitzvotav VeTzivanu La'asok B'Divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commands and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. I want to speak this morning about being people who keep believing the promises that God has for us about our own future. God makes promises. He speaks to us. He has plans for good. He knows the hope in the future that he has for us. And he wants us to believe him and to keep believing him. And when you're in the middle of challenges, when you have waited for something for a long time, you may find yourself needing to renew your own faith in God who has promised. I love what the psalmist writes, Psalm 145, verse 13. By the way, all of these scriptures are posted on our Facebook page for Beth Israel Messianic Synagogue. You can access that online and look at these scriptures. Some of you say, well, I can't turn as fast as you do. So we made it easy for you. If you have a digital device, you can just go online here in the sanctuary and you can go to Facebook, either to Beth Israel Messianic Synagogue page or Messianic Jewish Teachings page, and you can follow along all the scriptures that we're going to use today. So Psalm 145, verse 13, the Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. I want you to say that with me. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. What this means is what God says he will do, he will in fact do. He promises and he keeps his promises. And there are times when the promises of God will sustain you because he will speak to your heart about your future, and the word that he gives you will give you strength and power. I want you to think about the situation that Israel faced right before Israel was going out of Egypt, and then again when Israel was at the Red Sea. God was preparing Israel by speaking about the future that he had in mind for Israel. So in Exodus 12:14, as Israel's preparing for the Exodus, they're still slaves, technically. They're still living in Egypt. They're still under the power and the control of Pharaoh. But God hasn't played his last card yet. He hasn't taken his last step. But he, in preparing Israel to go out, speaks to the children of Israel about the future that they're going to have. And in Exodus 12:14, he says that not only are they to celebrate Passover that night when they're going to be delivered, but every family and every home in the future is to celebrate Passover. So Exodus 12:14, this will be a day for you to remember. Say that with me. This will be a day for you to remember. See, something is about to happen, and God is saying, I want you to remember. Now, at this moment, he's saying, in the future, this is going to be the past. Do you get that? Sandy, you like that? Sandy's writing a lot these days, working on a wonderful novel. And she's writing about things in the past and things in the future, and the whole connection of time is really so interesting. But the Lord is connecting time. He's saying before something happens that you have a future. And I want you to remember this moment. I want you to remember what happens here. So it's odd, isn't it, that God not only wants us to remember the past, he wants us to remember the future. He wants us to think about the things that he's planning to do in the future and then to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to keep that in mind. Yes, I'm going to take action on that. Yes, I will recall this and I won't forget it. This will be a day for you to remember and to celebrate as a festival to the Lord. From generation to generation, you are to keep on celebrating it. Every generation is called to celebrate. And it goes on, and it says in chapter 12, verse 25, when you come to the land which the Lord will give you. Again, the Lord's speaking about the future. And he's saying that in the future, something's going to happen. Don't forget this. Don't forget the future that I have in mind for you. Now, I'm speaking about this to you today because some of you have promises from the Lord. Some of you have vision from God, things that you know he's going to do, but he hasn't done yet. How many of you are still waiting for some things that you hope to have in the future? You haven't received everything yet that God still wants to do. It's important not to forget the future that he's preparing for you. When you come to the land which the Lord will give to you as he has promised, say that with me, as he has promised, you are to celebrate Passover. When your children ask you, what do you mean by all this stuff you do at Passover? That's my loose translation. Why do we do all this? You're to give an answer. So before the last night in Egypt, before Israel leaves Egypt, the Lord is giving assurance about the future that Israel will not only get out of Egypt, but that Israel will make it to the promised land. God speaks about our future in order to sustain us in the present and to give us power so that we can keep moving forward. How do you say forward in Hebrew? Kadima, that's right. To keep moving forward. Because there is always an adversary at work who wants to pull us back, who wants to keep us down, who wants to keep us in the current situation that we're in and to stop us from moving forward. So God will speak to you about the things he's going to do. And then he wants you to hold on to that. Now, God is looking for people who will value the promises that he makes and people who will really take seriously the plans that God has made. And how do you show that you are such a person? By treasuring the plans of God in your heart, keeping those in a tender place, and by keeping them in your mind as you're moving forward and saying to the Lord, I'm moving forward, I'm moving ahead, and I know, Lord, that you're leading me. Not only that, but we tell others about what God has done for us, and we tell them about what he will do. Now, some believers are afraid to tell other people about what God is going to do because he hasn't done it yet, and they don't want to look foolish. They don't want to say, well, God's going to do this, and then it doesn't happen on their timetable, and they feel embarrassed. Well, I want to tell you this. It's not on your timetable. God's not looking at your calendar in order to figure out what he's going to do. He's looking at his calendar, and he's already figured out what to do. He wants you to get on his calendar. How many of you use digital calendars? How many of you have your calendar? Right here, can I see you? Get those hands up. All the digerati here. Okay, how many use paper calendars? Wow, we're good. How many aren't sure what a calendar is? And have said, one day I should find out how to use a calendar. Well, God has a calendar. God has plans. And he is working his plans. There are times when God will speak to us about things that will happen centuries ahead. He told Abraham that there would come a time when the children of Abraham would be carried down to another nation and they would be out of the promised land for centuries. And there are times when God will say, next year at this time, I'm going to do a certain thing. Do you remember he said that to Abraham and Sarah? Next year at this time, you'll have a son. There are times when God says, tonight's the night. That's what he said on that Exodus day. Tonight's the night. And you don't want to say, but I'm busy. My favorite show is on TV. You want to say, oh, I need to get my calendar adjusted to the Lord's calendar. God speaks to us about what he's going to do, and we need to know that his promises are reliable. Not only can we depend on what he already did, but we can depend on what he says he will do 2. Now, when God speaks, it comes to pass. Every time we read Torah and the Haftorah and the Brit HaKadoshah, we have introductory prayers that recount this, that God speaks and it comes to pass. Now, if you're sitting next to someone who needs to hear this, smile at them and say this to them. God speaks and it comes to pass. God speaks and it comes to pass. He speaks, he promises, he's trustworthy, he is faithful. Now, what's interesting is God doesn't only think. What if he just thought and it came to pass? We would never know what's going on. We have the word of God because he speaks and it comes to pass. If he kept it to himself, it wouldn't have the same power and impact. In the same way, it's not enough for you or me just to think about something and keep it as an idea that's like rattling around with all the other ideas in our mind. It's important for us to open our mouths and to speak in prayer to the Lord, to thank him for what he's going to do, to thank him for what he has done, to thank the Lord for what's ahead. Thank you, Lord, for what's ahead. And I believe that we can let God's plans for the future rule over our heart and our mind. We can pray with thanksgiving in anticipation of what he is going to do. God has a plan for good for you. He has a hope and a future for you. He wants you to line yourself up and to prepare your heart and prepare your mind for this to come to pass. Now, when we're reading in the Torah portion this week, we'll get a picture of what happens when people forget what God has planned for the future. And the circumstances that will reveal that are so important and powerful. So turn to Exodus 13:17. It says this, after Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not guide them to the highway that goes through the land of the Philistines because it was close by. God thought that the people, upon seeing war, might change their minds and return to Egypt. Verse 18, rather. I love that word. Say that with me. Rather. God led the people by a roundabout route. Now, this is a phrase worth saying. Roundabout route. Say that. Roundabout route. Some of you are on a roundabout route right now. And you had a plan to go straight forward, and you thought, if I do this, everything's going to be fine. But the Lord understands better than you do when you're ready to go straight and when you need the roundabout route. The Lord knew that Israel was not ready to engage in war. They didn't have the training. They didn't have the experience of being under authority and having prepared. And so he took them in a roundabout way in order to draw out the Egyptians so that the Lord could fight for Israel when Israel could not fight for herself. There are times when you will have to be in a battle, but the battle will belong to the Lord. It won't belong to you. And you may be thinking, God, why didn't you just take me straight? And the reason can be, if he took you straight into the situation, you would be in a battle that would overwhelm you and defeat you. And you could not successfully fight it yourself. And so he takes you another way. And the enemy still comes after you, but then he fights for you when you couldn't fight for yourself. So when God takes us the roundabout way, it's for a reason. He knows what he's doing. The Lord knew that Pharaoh would come after Israel, and they would think that they could recapture Israel, and bring them right back into slavery in Egypt. But I want to tell you this. The Lord was not just one step ahead of Pharaoh. He wasn't just two steps ahead of Pharaoh. He was an eternity ahead of Pharaoh. Isn't that right, Sandy? An eternity ahead. He had been preparing from the foundations of the earth how he was going to bring Israel out of that situation. He wasn't surprised. He wasn't alarmed. And there's a certain moment when Israel is at the Red Sea and Egypt, the chariots of Egypt Pharaoh has come after Israel, and everybody's crying. They're all afraid. We'll get to that in a minute. And the Lord says, I want you to get ready to pack up your camps and then to go forward anyway. And I want you to take notice of this. The Lord didn't say, oh no, run for your life. And yet there are moments in our lives where we think because of the circumstance, the enemy's close, he's coming, we can see him. We can't go forward on our own and we can't defeat him on our own. And we think, what are we going to do? Run for our lives. But the Lord very calmly says, no, pack up everything. Don't leave your stuff behind. Pack up. Get ready to break camp because I'm going to make a way for you. Now, the Lord knew what he was doing. He knows how to accomplish everything he's promised. And I want to encourage you, don't just look at your problems and think about how big they are. Remember your God and how big he is. There are moments when the enemy is going to come after you. Just remember what the Lord already told you about your future. This was a moment when Israel could have said, you know what? We're going to make it into the wilderness, and then we're going to make it to the promised land. God has a way. The whole instruction about Passover has to do with that, remembering the future and not forgetting. Now, Yeshua taught everyone that it's important to express our faith in God. He put it this way, Matthew 7, verse 7. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Keep on asking, he says, and you will receive what you ask for. You've got to hold on to that holy desire that God has put in you and to keep asking. And he says, if you do that, you will receive. And Yeshua says, keep on seeking, and then you'll find. Keep looking for what God has promised, and you will find it. Keep on knocking. Do you have anything solid you can knock on? If you got a Bible, you can knock on your Bible. You can knock on wood. Yeah. Keep knocking at the door. Keep knocking. It may be closed right now. How many feel like they've been standing at a door that just hasn't opened up? Anybody in that situation? You need the door to open and it hasn't opened? Keep knocking. Keep knocking. Yeshua says, keep knocking. It's closed right now, but it will be open. He doesn't say, push your way through the door, knock the door down. He says, keep knocking. Keep knocking. It's going to open. You don't have to knock the door down. The Lord will open it. But he'll open it at just the right time. Now, don't you wish that God's sense of timing was just like your sense of timing? That you could say to the Lord, now's the right time? And he'd say, yes, I agree. He's actually the master of time. And he tells us when it's the right time. He's got a plan for you. Let's continue in Exodus 14, verse 9. It says, the Egyptians went after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh with his cavalry and army, and overtook them as they were encamped by the sea. As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up. They saw the Egyptians right there coming after them. In great fear, the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. And then they said to Moses, pay attention to this, because you see what happens when people forget the promises of God. What happens when they forget the future that God has revealed to them? Was it because there were not enough graves in Egypt that you brought us out to die in the desert? Why have you done this to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we tell you in Egypt to leave us alone? We'll just go on being slaves for the Egyptians. It would be better for us to be the Egyptian slaves than to die in the desert. Now, they forgot how they'd cried out when they were slaves. There's a spiritual amnesia that comes over people in these moments. They forget that it wasn't long ago they were saying, oh God, help us, get us out of here. God comes, he answers, and then they had the next trouble. Oh God, why'd you do this to me? Moses answered the people, verse 13. Stop being so fearful. Remain steady, and you will see how the Lord is going to save you. He will do it today. Today, you have seen the Egyptians, but you'll never see them again. Adonai will do battle for you. Just calm yourselves down. Now, there are some folks in the room, some who are going to be listening by podcast, and you really need to hear this word. Just calm yourselves down. Just calm yourselves down. Remember that the Lord who promises is faithful. So, remember this. Stop being so fearful. Can you say that with me? Stop being so fearful. Remain steady. You say that. Remain steady. And then this, you will see. You will see. You see, the Lord will save you. The Lord will do battle for you. Just calm yourselves down. When we forget the promises of God and the future that he has for us, we lose our peace. We become full of fear. We become unstable, and we cannot see what's about to happen. We imagine the worst, and unbelief starts ruling over us, and fear starts ruling over us, and we're ready to give in even before a battle has been engaged. Our hearts and our minds get changed. Fear takes over. Unbelief comes in. Hopelessness starts ruling. Not only that, but accusation comes in. The accuser of the brethren, the accuser of the Lord comes, starts making accusations about what's going on. Blaming begins, and then people start preparing to surrender to the enemy even before the battle has begun. And if you can be defeated simply because of fear, you know what? The enemy will always come and bring fear to you in order to defeat you. It's important to stir up your courage in God and to be strong in him. The enemy will also come and tempt you that it'd be better to go backwards than forward. He'll motivate you to expect the worst when you forget the good that God has in mind for you. And you will find yourselves having more faith in the bad news than in the good news. The Lord says to Moses in this situation, stop crying to me. Tell the people, move forward. Move on out. Tell the people to pack up everything and get ready because I am going to make a way. Now, you know the story of how God opened up the sea and he blew on the sea and made dry ground for Israel to go through and that Israel went through. And when Egypt tried to do the same, Egypt was destroyed. So I want to encourage you. You may be at a closed door right now. That's exactly where God wants you to be. It's not that he's against closed doors. He wants you to stand at certain doors and knock. Find somewhere to knock. Don't go away simply because the door is closed. If that's a door that's supposed to open for you, you stand there and you keep knocking until the door opens. You may get tired. We'll come back the next day and knock some more. You may get tired after that if it doesn't open up. Come back the next day and knock some more. Every day that you need to, keep knocking until the door opens. Keep seeking, keep asking, keep praying, and you'll see it come to pass. The promises that God's made to you, the promises he's made to your family, the promises he's made to this congregation, to the people of Israel, and to the whole world, he will fulfill because he's faithful. So I want to pray for everybody who wants to go forward in this season. You don't want to be stuck, and you know something. God has more for you than you've already experienced. And if you want that power to be imparted to you. Stand up right now and let's just humble ourselves before God. Lord, we know that we have to depend on you to go forward. We can set our minds, we can set our hearts, but we don't have all the power that we need to go forward. We need your power. We need your direction. We need your protection. We need your strength. And Lord, I pray that you would renew us with your strength and your power, and that you would renew your promises into our hearts and our minds, and that we would remember the future that you planned for us. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you are doing, and thank you for all that you will do. Thank you, Lord, that in Messiah Yeshua, all the promises of God are yes and amen. In his name we pray. Amen. We're going to close with Aaron's blessing now. You can remain standing if you're by yourself. Don't stay by yourself. Move over somewhere. Yivarechach Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ye'er Adonai p'navelecha v'yichunecha, Yisa Adonai p'navelecha v'yasemlecha shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep watch over you to protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace in the name of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. Shabbat shalom.